Gina Bidema, G-I-N-A, last name B-I-D-E-M-A, 12313. Gina's here today to review her anti-anxiety medications. She'd also like a companion pet letter for her apartment and to discuss tingling in her forearms. Regarding her anxiolytics, her gynecologist recommended she go up to 2 a day from 1. However, Gina had written down 25 milligrams instead of 50. So she went, instead of going from 25 to 50, she went from 50 to 100. She went about a week before realizing the mistake. And this in itself increased her anxiety. We discussed that this is actually a fine dose for her to be taking. Though we could have also tried 75 first. She's noticed a bit of trouble with sleep at the higher dose, but otherwise has tolerated it well. She has not used Xanax since her initial visit with me, but does still have it just in case. She does not complain of suicidality, mania, psychosis, or any other psychiatric symptoms. Recent stress seems to have made the anxiety a bit worse. Next paragraph. She had tingling in her arms at her initial visit. Neurology thought that it was not carpal tunnel. She wakes with it at night. I discussed with her that oftentimes this is cervical or thoracic outlet in nature in younger patients. She says that she has a high deductible insurance plan and doesn't actually want to pursue further workup, but just wanted to make me aware of it. Her symptoms are most prominent at night, and they are bilateral. They do resolve once she's up and about. She wonders if a better mattress might be helpful. It sounds as though it might be. She also has a pronounced thoracic kyphosis posture-wise, and we discussed that working on posture and exercise in general would also be helpful. We discussed paleo, P-A-L-E-O diet as an anti-inflammatory diet that would also be helpful with weight loss. No additional complaints, objective vital signs stable, general pleasant appropriate female, no acute distress, psychiatric mood and affect appropriate, thoughts or organized, memory intact. Musculoskeletal, she does slouch forward with an increased thoracic kyphosis on exam today. Exam is limited as this is a problem she mentions at the end of her visit, which was scheduled for anxiety only, and time is limited. Assessment, anxiety with panic, 2, bilateral upper extremity paresthesia, neurology consultation opined against carpal tunnel. Patient declines workup for financial reasons. Plan, continue sertraline 100. We discussed that this is a generic and the different options available for obtaining it. She can let me know if she finds a cheaper dose with 25 instead of 50 milligram tabs for the 75 and 100 milligram up titration. Recheck 6 months sooner if her symptoms are not improved. 2, companion pet letter given. 3, recommend she supplement D and vitamin B12 complex. 2, counseled that I would recommend imaging of her neck and physical therapy to further evaluate and treat her upper extremity paresthesias. She'll take it under consideration, but again, declines for financial reasons today.